Good morning, player number one. You wake up in the second best room in the Pink Hotel. You have survived the effects of the banquet, but you cannot move your left hand. There is a door on the east wall opposite your bed, and next to it is a picture of a naked devil in a mirror.
He looks terrible. Who is that?
It's you.
It's me. I look terrible. Where are my jeans?
In your body.
No, I mean my trousers.
Your trousers are on the chair against the south wall.
I get up, I go to the chair, I'll put on my pants and get out of here. Ow! Ow! What happened?
You knocked over the champagne bottle.
I'll pick up the bottle. I pick up the bottle. Why can't I pick up the bottle?
You cannot move your left hand.
I use my right hand. Is there anything left?
There is one drink left.
Good. Save it.
Saved.
Okay, now give me my trousers. Ah! Help! Help! Help!
There's a one-eyed snake in your trousers.
I hate snakes. Give him the champagne.
The snake is now drunk.
Ah, good. I'll hold on to it.
Saved.
What's that?
A muffled voice calling for help.
I'm coming! I put on my pants.
Saved.
I go to the door. Open door. With my right hand, and I step out.
Army! Hey, Army buddy! Hey, don't close the door! Oh no, we're trapped out here and the hotel's on fire!
Where's the Rain Queen?
Well, I traded her to the Dust Master.
For what, Flipper?
For this fine hump on my back. Meet Earl the Halfling.
Hiya, Bloodbag.
Okay, what are we gonna do with a halfling in a holocaust?
Watch it, I've got a really low level of predictability.
Ow! Ow! Kicked me, I'll kill it!
No, he carries a lunchworm with an important message for you.
Lunchworm, give message.
Oh no, you have to give me something.
Okay, what have I got? Inventory.
Player one inventory. Half a map of parade route. Glass key. Ghetto blaster. Checkered trousers. Schnockered snake. Souvenir snowball with skyline of bonus city.
I like that. I like all this stuff.
Give him the key.
I need all this stuff.
Give him
the key.
Okay, lose key.
Here, boss.
Thanks, Earl. Lunchworm, give message.
You know, we really must have lunch sometime.
That's no message.
How about the sky bridge is falling?
Holy hogfish. Looks like game over,
Stand
number
back.
One.
Not while I got a snake in my pants. I'm just going to whip it out. Tie a knot into it and lasso that flagpole.
Go for it.
Okay, hop on, number two.
No thanks, one. I've got a key.
Save me.
Get off my back.
One and a half leg. Two heavy. The snake breaks.
Suck air, white devil. We halflings fly.
The Pink Hotel burns down. Game over. You have only 450 points. You are not a top 10 scorer.
You're low on oil.
Who isn't? Oh my god, the game's on. I got 20 bucks on it.
Radio on.
Yes, I know that.
Hello and welcome to kickoff of the Kootu County Harvest Bowl High School Classic at Conscientious Objector Stadium in Puttyville.
Sit on a pinhead!
And with me is color man Roy Poland.
Yeah,
Roy.
Beans on you, compadre.
Some sort of Oyster Panther band is putting on down there.
License
they spill
to
out from sideline to sideline. So long, Ed.
We've got your head.
Well, it's
sure
what
do.
A tribute to Mayor, I should say, ex-Mayor Ed King Minos. Took a real beating in the election yesterday, right?
Boo-boo.
Right, Roy, that was some beating, but the mayor's still smiling. And he's still smiling as the Oyster Black and Pink hooks him in the
Kick
air.
Kick off!
The familiar face turning end over end, end over end.
Great
Mayor Ed always
time.
Had great hang time.
Seven.
Finally gathered in by
Give
the wolf,
dangerous
Africa. Superman, Cincinnati, Slick Africa.
Come on,
in C. Whoa, that boy better hold on tight. Ed's still
Moving
got a lot
groove.
Of oil in his hair. Whoa, he sinks, he sags.
Come on,
he's sinking,
go,
he's
go,
sagging,
go.
He's sagging.
What?
Oh, he's pit.
Oh,
he's down.
Take it to midfield. Just over midfield. No, no.
Now, depending on the school, which way they turn the mayor's nose. Whoa, this is sure exciting, but we gotta go away right now. We'll be right back.
I lost my last 20 bucks to Mook.
Radio on. Your door is open.
I know that.
Come on in.
You are here.
Come on in.
You are here.
If it's soft and hard to find,
it's Wimpy.
Wimpy Software. We've got the hard ones.
Gagglebacks from InfoNerd.
Wormhole.
Troll Trap.
Spy Duster from Comic-Con.
Hugo's Mystical Head.
Beat off the bats in Drac Attack from HackerCore.
Tired of flipping the mouse? Jump on our giant joystick.
Free with every 5 games.
Ultra Boring Adventure 2? We've got it.
Play with the big boys. Come on in.
You are here. Yeah,
come on in.
Gagglebacks is impossible to solve.
Wimpy,
good night.
Look, the stock number is the wrong place on all these invoices.
We're close. Didn't you close
game.
That door? He's coming
Whoa,
in here.
Oh, Wimpy.
Y'all, player.
Yo, move.
Hey, you owe me 20.
Hey, listen, give me a break. I need another game. I just beat Gaggle Max.
What? Beat Gaggle? Oh, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Hey, can I have that one there behind the cash register?
No, no.
What's
no
it
way.
Called? Eat or be eaten?
Game
closed.
Over.
Hey, you can't have it dangerous being recalled.
Yeah.
Big
bugging it.
I'm not afraid of bugs, guys. Hey, I tell you what, I got an idea. I'll bet you 20 against that game wimp that I got a riddle you can't solve.
That's my 20.
Riddle. I'm good at riddles. Go
okay.
ahead.
I got 25 cigar butts. It takes 5 cigar butts to make a new cigar. How many do I smoke?
5. 6.
I smoke all 5. I got 5 butts left. I got another cigar. Give me the game. Come on, give me the game. That's nice.
Now listen, you don't know where you got it. Okay, we're not responsible for this. Be careful.
My 20. I knew it.
He's
going to
get
in
deep trouble.
Your door is closed.
Okay, what do we got here now?
I hate shrink wrap.
All right, let's see. Got a booklet. That's nice. Oh, got some cards. Got a map. Oh, nice map. What does it say here? We've got 4 levels, 99 chambers. Insert the disc at your own risk. That's cute. Well, here we go.
Hello, I'm Jackie Stupid. Today, I'm being taken for a ride, just like you were when you bought this new Recall.
It's the new Recall, the substandard compact from Kamikaze Motors.
And this is no ordinary drive. We're heading for the edge of the Grand Canyon to test the new plastic brake system with a look of real metal that's raised so many eyebrows among surviving American consumers.
This is the Kamikaze Recall, voted the most advertised car by Road and Hearst magazine.
Let's just look at the extras on this fabulous car. Wire wheel spoke fenders, two-way sneeze through wind vents, star set mudguard, sponge coated, edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air conditioned air from our fully factory equipped air conditioned factory. It's a beautiful car, friends, with doors to match. Birch's blacklist says this automobile was stolen, but for you, friends, a complete price. Only $2,500 in easy monthly payments for the rest of the week, twice a week, and never on Sunday.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take it. I can't wait to get away from it all.
Well, okay, fine. Let's just take a look inside your beautiful new home. Come on in.
Thanks.
As you can see, this car's been fully equipped with a complete line of extras designed with your mind in mind. Wow. Here, for instance, an all-weather climate control in red, blue, or green with a special oxygen danger indicator level.
Gee whiz.
And here, of course, your own personal remote control picture-sized color TV with matching brass knob. Just reach above the bar and press the button right there under the handy laminated imitation masonry Wild West gun rack with a look of real wood for the channel of your choice.
Ralph, can I try it?
Sure.
Don't we do it in the road here at Route Board Motor here in the ditty of wet dumb world. Don't give it a go.
I like those colors. Isn't that nice?
Nice. Can you get UHF?
No, I don't believe in flying saucers.
Here comes the edge. Time to hit the brakes. Oh, I already have. It's time for me to get out.
Get out and get going to your Kamikaze dealer.
True to form, the door is hopelessly jammed, but this seatbelt is broken, so I can use it to smash through the window that never opens. So long, laddie.
The Kamikaze Recall is a proud sponsor of this game.
Home of the Kudzu Harvest Festival. Population, one more. Moose meat every Tuesday. Lions eat moose meat Wednesday. Optimists welcome. Pessimists say...
That's the labyrinth at Big Red Ball's Red Ball Truck Cafe. Home of the semi.
Listen to lovely Kalo in Kudzu County. Music to go soft.
Re-elect the king. Ed, the King Minos, for mayor. That's me. I'm not going away.
Turn around. You just missed the Hunger Moon Drive-In featuring a family film festival. A smurf murders at the absent-minded
station. Sheriff Knock Me body count. 27 minutes without traffic fatality. Drive defensively. He drank.
Now hold it right there, player. You can't go no further.
How come?
Kudzu Vines done took over the town.
Kudzu.
You better get out while you can. I think Route 66 is still open.
Route 66.
Unless you want to buy a ticket for the sacrifice.
Sacrifice?
I can give you the moose discount
nice
if you can give me the moose handshake.
We need more men down by the old electric highway, Sheriff. The Kudzu's just taken over Caleb.
Jeter, don't be hysterical. 27
plus 27 could be a 9. 66 could be a 12.
The high school band.
No.
And it's got Deputy Dan and Deputy
66.
Duke behind
the
red the ball.
Route.
Oh, chief say player, click, click, you have choice, death or chichi.
Give me death, chief.
Oh, you choose death. Wise. But first, a little chichi.
Oh, no, this is a dead end. 27.
I love this.
Hey.
This ain't a bad place.
Yes, it is. Huh? Hi, player, don't be scared of me. Either I always tell the truth or I'm always lying. Just lying. What you having?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I'm having a beer. Give me an airhead light.
Sure, but first you gotta answer me this.
Oh, here it comes.
Okay, two cretins is playing 3D chess, right?
Two, three, yeah.
They plays five times, and each wins the same number of games. You want a beer? You answer the question. How'd they do it?
This could be a trap. Okay, it's a draw. There was a draw.
I never thought of that.
You know, give me the beer.
But it ain't right.
Two, three, five.
Yeah.
No, you're probably lying. Look, I can get better numbers out in the crowd.
What do you mean? Two, three, five, they're great.
Excuse me, is this table
making
thing?
Banks out of cantaloupes. Just she's making a hole in the top, you know? Such a simple idea. She gave me one of them and I put quarters in it. And the wonderful, simple thing about it is you just can't hear the coins, you know? You can't shake it and hear the coins. And the kids stay away from it. And the money just accumulates until the bottom drops out.
Just like the market, honey.
I once saved about $89 in one. Don't you wish you knew me then, Mark?
89!
You
That's
know
my
now.
Number.
Today, join Harold Hee on KLIMP's Harvest Sacrifice coverage with Professor Buster DeCuth and this year's Sacrifice Queen, Betty Jo Fertilizer.
Step up to the many tastes of Vino Brothers wine. There's Vino White. It's dry. Add water, it's wet. Add sugar, it's a spectacular sherry. Add ketchup and blow gently in the glass. It's a sparkling rosé. Vino Brothers, in the bottle shaped like a paper bag. The perfect wine for perfect people.
He came from Los Angeles. She's been here all along. Now, they're together in Kudzu County. It's the He and She Morning Show.
The kudzu vine is the primary agricultural product of beautiful Kudzu County, whose motto, industry, agriculture, and sacrifice, typifies the spirit of America's Green King County. The vine is worthless in its young, green state, but as harvest time approaches, it turns a devilishly appetizing red and turns fiendishly hard to harvest. But it's worth it. Stunned and roasted, it's a blue plate special. Smothered and beer battered, it's become America's favorite fast food. King Kudzu. We eat it, or it eats us.
It's alive, you know, like that thing, you know, that they electrocuted in the movies.
Harold, the thing was like a giant carrot that was out of control.
Oh, and we can control the kudzu.
Yes, we can.
All right. Well, could you please tell me exactly how do we control the vine?
By wedding it to a virgin tonight by the harvest moon.
The professor here is one of the dozen dendrolators who put their lives on the line year after year performing this ceremony.
That's right. You're one of the celebrants, right? So we'll be seeing a lot more of you later tonight.
No, you won't. I'll be wearing my hood.
Okay, all right. You said that word again. Dendrolator.
Yes.
Professor, what exactly does that mean? I still don't...
It's such a common word down here. Dendrolator means bush worshipper.
Well... We'll be with you all day covering this year's Harvest Festival. And I'll be sharing a recipe that's been in my family for over 200 years.
I'll present a lifestyle close-up of the beautiful girl who's going to be given away, 18-year-old Betty Jo Fertilizer. We'll be right back.
See you.
Shoplifters, you're getting away with value.
Listen to what Mrs. G86T91 of Honor Farm, Missouri says about value at Shoplifters.
I got away with over $130 worth of hams in my pants, and it only cost me $50 in 60 days.
Shoplifters, you're getting away with more food.
This week's special squirrel squares from Road Ready Flat Snacks. Velcro macaroni sticks to the outside of your ribs and stupid Belgium waffle hats.
Shoplifters, we give you a bigger head start.
Remember, there's no long lines at our checkout counter because there are no checkout counters. We just follow you to your car and read you your rights.
Shoplifters, the market that puts you away.
Visit our seven convenience stores in King's Nose.
Whoops. We're back.
And Harold, we have a winner for this morning's trivial quiz. It's Burma Oleander of Puttyville.
And she has won, ta-da, a gift certificate for 12 decorator eggs from Verma's Cottle Cottage in Puttyville.
Congratulations, Burma.
And the correct answer is in, no, the first Virgin Queen back in 1795,
oh,
really,
my.
Was Goody Goosturt. I'm sorry, but, I mean, are you kidding? Can you say that?
Of
That's what it says, folks.
Carol, it's an old county name. I went to school with lots of goose turds.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Please, don't get this wrong, folks. I'm new to this area, and I'm still getting
yes,
used
you
to your
are,
customs,
Harold.
All right? And I thought L.A. had a copyright on kooky. But, I mean, this whole pageant...
Ritual?
All right, ritual of marrying a virgin to the kudzu to satisfy it. Well, look, I mean, she doesn't really have to be a virgin, does she?
It's crucial.
Oh, really? You seem to know what you're talking about.
Well, I should. When I was in high school, I was almost virgin queen myself.
So, here's my profile for this year's Virgin Queen. We filmed this over all of last weekend, which gave me an opportunity to get to know... and I might say admire this remarkable young woman from right here in Labyrinth, Betty Jo Fertilizer.
When you're a queen, it helps to be pretty, preppy, and peppy.
And industry, agriculture, sacrifice, kudzu counties looking nice. Rope and oil, food and wine. Where did they come from? The kudzu vine. Kudzu, kudzu, divine vine.
Hey, Betty Jo, that was just great.
Thank you.
Oh, honey fertilizer, come on in here. What do you think of this little girl of yours, huh?
Oh, I'm as proud as punch, and I brought her some.
Here you go.
Nothing beats a sweat like a kudzu cooler.
There you are, sweetheart. Good.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, what do you think of this mother, huh?
I owe a lot to my mom. So she could never be Harvest Queen, or I wouldn't be here. And you know, I'm proud to make her proud.
When you're a queen, it helps to be helpful.
Has Betty Jo always been an outstanding young woman?
Oh, Betty Jo is such a special daughter. She has so many responsibilities at school. A head cheerleader, a president of the Carnivorous Plant Society, a cowbell and torch girl. She gets straight A's and still finds a time to be a virgin and help around the house.
Mom.
Well, you... Look at this, Betty Jo. I'm afraid you got us pinned here. Oh,
when you're a queen, it helps if Dad's a king.
Betty Jo's father, Bob Fertilizer, is president of the First Fertilizer Bank in Labyrinth.
Tickets to the feast and dance? Hey, Red, I'll give you the moose discount when you give me the moose handshake. Harold, I always wanted a boy who would take over the bank. But without Betty Jo's sacrifice... the kudzu would take over the bank and the whole damn county. The way it did in 36, when Thelma Preeple chickened out at the last minute.
What happened?
The kudzu covered the whole town. Tasted like cat shit for a year.
Bob, you're going to miss your daughter, aren't you?
Of course. We love her very much. But we have to think of it like she's going off to college.
Looks like you were really spreading it around with the fertilizers, Harold.
That's the art of the interview, Cheryl. And I'll be back up close with Betty Jo herself right after this.
Stay tuned for more of He and She.
In the center lies the door that leads to hell. Then, see through smoke the clamor of the ghastly bell.
Door that leads to hell. Oh, that's a card clue. Oh, I left the cards in the car. Wherever that is. Ghastly bell. Shit.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I was just playing a game.
Oh, wanna buy a Leo a beer? I'm as dry as the Nile in winter.
Want a beer? Okay, answer me this. Two dudes are playing checkers. They play five games and they each win the same number of games. How?
Oh, that's easy. They weren't playing each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Here you go, two airheads.
Thanks, Ludi.
You're good. What's your name?
Hawk Moth.
Hawk Moth?
It's Egyptian. Call me Laura.
Well, your voice is really familiar.
Oh, well, I'm a DJ in Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah? When can I catch a show?
4 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and 3 at night.
4, 3, 2. That adds up to 8. Let's try it. I'm feeling lucky. A quarter. Now that's 25. There was a 65 and a 6. Hey, Laura, what do you think? Hey, where'd the Egyptian DJ go?
She's gone to the airport. Well,
how do I get out there?
Trust me, player. Try 33.
Okay.
I could be lying. Hell, but that could be a lie.
Will player please come to the game courtesy telephone?
That's Laura. Hello. Oh, Laura, it's player. Say, look, I'm sorry.
Your call is ready, player.
Laura, hey, don't leave.
Who's leaving?
Huh?
It's me, Mook.
Oh, no.
How you doing with the game?
Oh, I'm in Barbaria.
Already? Did you run into the bug yet?
No, but I met this DJ.
Yeah, Wimpy told me. You're gonna get eaten. You still got my 20?
20? Thanks for the clue, Mook.
Hey, it's not a clue. I want my money.
Hello. Recognize these teeth? I'm Art Snob, speaking for Mr. Leonardo's Warehouse of Eternal Art. Move the Louvre to your own den or patio with this beautiful indoor, outdoor, all-weather art. These beautiful paintings are oil on astroturf by great masters, and each painting is signed by someone. All your favorite subjects are here. Bulls, panthers, clowns, hobos, sad-eyed orphans. Look at these. Panthers eating clowns. Orphans roasting hobos. Sad-eyed bulls goring crying orphans. This is your rugged, year-round, indoor, outdoor, all-weather art, perfect for your patio or under your car. Order now. This offer not good in states with active consumer fraud statutes.
Have credit cards ready and speak slowly in a clear, normal voice.
Well, Harold, it's been a busy week for Betty Jo Fertilizer.
And it all began last weekend with a gala harvest party.
Sounds like fun.
It was.
Oh, sure.
The queen reigns for now, and tonight the entire county is her court. But like Cinderella, at midnight, a week from today, the party will be over. But for now, we're celebrating here in the past virgin's room of the luxurious General Bivalve Motel in picturesque Fort Oyster, where we're sleeping over today. And tomorrow, you'll be doing what, Betty Jo?
Cutting the ribbon at the new Shoplifters Market at the Haunted Shopping Mall. And then I'll be interviewed by the National Toilet while sitting for my portrait and statue at the County Museum.
You know, Betty Jo, I was on Los Angeles television for almost a year before I was sent down here. And we had festivals, we had parades.
Well, you had the Olympics.
That's right, we did. But I have never seen anything like this. Now, can I ask you a personal question off the record?
Well, certainly, Harold. I'd like to share my feelings with everyone.
Good. Now, Betty Jo, this kudzu vine isn't going to eat you, is it?
Eat me? Goodness, nobody ever said anything about me being eaten.
Well, fine. What exactly is going to happen?
According to the Book of Me, I'm to be embraced by the divine vine, transported to the hall of the Kudzu King, where I will surrender my virginity to his tender tendrils and live happily ever after, with the other Harvest Queens, the most popular girls in the county. So it is written.
That's great. Well, what do you say we have some fun, huh?
Oh, I'm having fun already.
Good, but I know we've got to get you to bed pretty soon because you got to get up real early tomorrow morning. But first, let's finish this champagne, which has been sent over to our table by the High Dendrolator himself, the Reverend Dr. Me, who wrote the Book of Me.
Well, thank me for me, will you?
Yes, I will. But first, just let me say, here's to you, Betty Jo, the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, and the bravest.
Gee, Harold, thanks. I feel like we're in a dream.
Some girl, huh?
Yes, she'll be missed.
But don't miss us when we return right after the kudzu curfew.
Later today.
With our continuing coverage.
See you then.
Tomorrow, join Harold and Cheryl for a kudzu breakfast. Over easy with He and She.
Tonight, Dr. Me throws the book at superstition.
Now, I'm not asking you to believe in a book written by a bunch of babbling barbarians over 2,000 years ago. I'm asking you to believe in a book, some of which was written as recently as last night. This is fresh.
How do I know? Hell, I wrote it. Who am I? I know who I am. I'm the Reverend Dr. Mee, Chief Dendrolator, and the living word in Kudzu County for as long as I can remember. Remember what? What was I talking about?
And you should remember to be watching later tonight when Dr. Mee presides at the Harvest Virgin Sacrifice.
Did you know there's a place just 6 feet under the earth where you go when you die?
Where did you hear that?
I read it in the toilet.
Curious people want to know.
John Kennedy's come back in a spaceship with a super new diet.
Where did you pick that up?
I picked it up in the toilet.
Here's what you'll find in the toilet this week.
Princess Di gave birth to a 65-pound show horse.
There's more.
Clint's dating John Hinckley to make Warren jealous.
And even more.
I'm sleeping with Joan Collins. And I didn't even know it.
Where did you read that?
I read it in the toilet.
The National Toilet. Put a quarter in the slot and we'll wipe the world for you.
Hi, I'm Laura Quinn. We're going to rock you right up to the sacrifice on Video Homework Party. We pop the hits that raise the zits in Kudzu County. And today I am so excited. Guess who we've got in the studio with us? He's sitting right here, right next to me, and smoking a cigarette. Yep, you remember his concert last month at the Donut Drome? Well, I still can't hear anything. It's Eddie Whitebrains here to premiere his brand new rock video, Eat or Be Eaten. And you know, it's all about us. Eddie, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, well, you know, wrote it, you know, recorded it, video,
well,
you know.
Well, it is about us, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's about this whole damn county, you know, about sacrifice, you know, Betty Jo. You know.
Well, now, I understand that you used to babysit for Betty Jo.
Where'd you ever hear that? Okay, all right, it's true. Yeah, I did. She was, you know, well, even then, you know, she never let me, you know.
Well, enough said. Let's dig it. Premiere video, Whitebrains himself, Eat or Be Eaten.
This program for this special report live from Sacrifice Central.
I'm Harold Heath, and the Kudzu is on the move. And Betty Jo Fertilizer is also on the move, on her way here to the studio in her daddy's armored truck. Is that really necessary, Professor DeCuth?
Oh, yeah, Harold. The Kudzu has a mind of its own. As you can see here on the map, we are already totally surrounded.
So this town curfew is no joke either.
No joke. I just advise you to get your pets off the street. There's a first to go.
But the other Dendrolators are marching through the streets on their way here to the studio to join you in the ceremony. I mean, aren't they in some danger?
Well, their torches and cowbells will keep the vine at bay.
But why aren't you with them?
Well, I have to be here, Harold, in case they don't make it. I know all the knots.
Is it to keep her from running away?
Oh, no, it's to make her more attractive to the Kudzu. We have over 2 centuries of partially digested rope in the county museum.
Partially digest? What? Oh, they're here. I've just been informed that Betty Jo and her parents are here in front of the studio. Betty Jo, can you hear me?
Harold, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. The important thing is, how are you?
Well, to be perfectly honest,
Don't be perfectly honest. She's perfectly fine.
She's perfect. Harold, would you look at Mom and Dad? They're so nervous, you think they were being sacrificed.
No way.
You're not having second thoughts, are you, Betty Jo?
I never thought about anything twice in my life.
What I mean, Betty Jo, is it's not too late, you know. If you want to... What?
Come on, Mama,
It is too late? What do you mean? We're running out of time, so I'll be right back with a report from Cheryl Shee in the field after this.
Stay tuned for more Sacrifice coverage on KLIMP, the Eyes of Kudzu County.